Today, we're talking about five of my favorite Up in Front games and announcing a special giveaway just for you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Ministry Coach Podcast. My name is Jeff Lascola. This is...
Kristen Lascola.
And this is our 50th episode. Technically, we've actually done more episodes, but some of those were like bonus COVID special episodes. This is the official 50th episode.
Wow.
And I think this is actually coming up this week when this airs is our one-year podcast anniversary, if that's a thing. But you'll have to go back and double check, but I'm almost positive.
And I'm sure you will, because you got to get to the bottom of this mystery.
Accuracy is really important. But hey, we want to celebrate for you guys, for us, for everybody. So what
we should have worn party hats.
Oh, I know. Too late.
Shoot.
I don't even know if we have party hats.
Okay.
Could have made some out of construction paper, but that's okay. So what we're going to do is, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we have a tiny, teeny little side hustle called East West Avenue. It's a clothing line. So if you go to eastwestavenue.com, you can see some Christian shirts and stuff like that that we've done. And we want to launch a totally new design for this 50th anniversary, but it has nothing to do with the 50th anniversary, but it's this design. So those of you watching on YouTube, you can see what we're talking about. For those of you listening to the podcast, it is a shirt that says, support your local donut shop, go to church. I thought it was hilarious. I don't know how well it'll do, but...
Well, it's free, so love it.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away one of these once a week for the next 50 days. That means 7 weeks. 49 days.
Okay. I'm following you so far.
But on the 50th day, we're going to do a grand prize winner. So for once a week, we're going to give away one of these t-shirts. And then on the 50th day, we're going to do the grand prize. The grand prize is another t-shirt plus $50 store credit to eastwestavenue.com and a $50 gift card to Amazon.com, and you can get whatever you want for that.
Woo.
So total value, I think it would be like $125.
What would you buy on Amazon for $50 right now? Go.
Something for $49.
I mean, like, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know. Balloons. Party hats. Okay, so it's super easy to enter. All you have to do is email us at ministrycoachpodcast@gmail.com and put either in the subject or the body of the email, free 50, so that we'll know you're part of this contest. And we're going to be drawing one winner per week, and you can win that shirt. Now, to increase your chances of winning, to make it interesting, if you comment for the question of the day at the end of this video, you'll get 5 extra entries.
Wow.
If you go to our podcast channel and you leave a review, you will get 25 extra entries, but you can only do it once. So just take a screenshot of that and also include it in your email when you're signing up, and we'll tally these up. But you can only win once per week for the 7 weeks, but you can win for the grand prize and one of the other weeks. Does that make sense? I'll put all these rules in the description below. So whether you're watching on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, just check in the description below and it'll have all the official rules for the contest. Now, for the whole point of this show is Upfront Games. Now, if you guys want the PDF with instructions, as always, just email us again at ministrycoachpodcast@gmail.com and ask for the PDF of this particular episode. All right, so what do you have for Upfront Games?
Yeah, so I like to alternate doing runaround games. Shout out to my sixth grade boys. And I like to do some Up in Front games. Shout out to my eighth grade girls. Okay, because not every kid wants to run around and get sweaty chasing glow sticks. And sometimes it's nice to do something to change it up. So I try to like vary the energy of games. So these Up in Front games, they're still high energy in the sense that they're exciting and engaging and entertaining and all of the fun things we want a game to be, but they don't require kids to potentially get hit with a ball or a sock if you've listened to previous episodes or, you know, whatever. So the first one, I'm going to start with this one because this is the number one requested game for my students as far as Up in Front games go. and I cannot take credit for this game. When I was a wee youth pastor back in 2003, probably, I ordered something called Game On from what is now Download Youth Ministry. It used to be called like More Than Dodgeball. I don't know where I ordered it from exactly, but it was those people, very smart people. And it was called Game On Volume 1. There was Volume 2. And there was this one game on there that has stayed in my rotation since 2006.
Okay.
I ordered this 2006. Yeah,
2003. That would have been way too long ago.
Whoa, how embarrassing. Okay, so it was called Muscles, Guts, Brains. So basically what you do is you divide your group into two teams, obviously, and you can have them. It doesn't really matter what if it's boys and girls, or you can have them on different sides of the room or whatever you want to do. And then you come up with challenges that rotate between muscles, guts, and brains. So, for example, if you start with muscles, it's going to be some kind of strength challenge. So maybe we do this one where you have to get partners. And it's like one partner, we call it like jockey on a horse or whatever. And the other person has them like piggyback. Same gender, doy. And then you get them on their back and you have a small little obstacle course that they have to run through, the one that makes it, and it's in the room so that the people sitting in the chairs can just watch it happen. The first couple to make it wins, obviously, that round. So another thing you can do is arm wrestling.
Wait, to make it?
Like make it to the finish line. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So like I have them like make a loop around our auditorium. Gotcha. With someone on their back.
Okay.
And then if they make it to the finish line first, they get a point for their team. Another muscles challenge would be arm wrestling. Another one, which this one's fun because it can go past the length of the round and it keeps going for the duration of the game, is wall sit.
Oh, yeah.
And kids might stay there for a while until someone gives up. You check back in every once in a while to see how they're doing.
That's where you put your back against the wall and your legs are at like a 90 degree angle.
Yeah, like you make your body like a chair, kind of like, you know, I used to have to do it in PE.
Yeah, basketball.
And like you like cross your arms across your chest. It's really hard. So those are the muscles challenge. And you make sure the kids know what the challenge, not what the specific challenge is, but that it's like a muscle challenge before they volunteer.
Mm.
So then the next round will be a guts challenge. And guts can be one of two things. You can change it however you like to do it. Guts can be something that you have to be brave to do, or something that is disgusting. So we have had students like belt out the national anthem in front of the whole group, like in their best voice. That is a really hard song to sing. Or this one was so funny. And I can't believe we did this, but I do it again because it was so funny. We had them tell who their crush was. Ooh. On stage.
I guess they could just make it up. But
and well, Thomas, one of my seventh grade boys, he brought it up to me the other day. He's like, remember when you made me tell my crush on stage? I said, I didn't make you do anything, Thomas. You did that all on your own. He's like, I wanted to win so bad.
That's really bad.
I know. He told us the truth. She wasn't even there. Oh. But one of our sixth grade boys had a crush on an eighth grade girl. And he said her name and everyone turned and looked at her and she was like totally red. It was so fun. So, or you could do something disgusting, like make a disgusting smoothie with sardines and mustard and Gatorade and
be prepared.
All
people
kinds of
will
stuff.
Vomit.
Yeah.
That has and will happen
many times. So that's like the premise of the guts challenges and then the brains challenges. And those have to do with brains, obviously. So it's something like, who can solve this math problem first, or maybe a round of trivia, or, sometimes I do like, a big long word and then I time them and I say, how many words can you make out of this word?
That's a cool one.
And the person who makes the most words gets the point. And so basically I think you guys get the point, but you rotate those and every round you bring up two more people for your are on stage to do the thing. And it's a lot of fun. And you can just go until you run out of time or till you hit a certain like point value or something like that. And I've been really slacking on this lately, but having prizes for your winning team is always another way to turn it up a notch. Mm-hmm. Usually I just get a big Costco giant bag of candy and I keep it in my classroom in a plastic bin. And then, you know, kids who win get a piece of candy.
I'm pretty sure, at least for junior high, that if you were to say you can either win and have money or candy, they would be like, well, that money is just going to be going
towards
candy.
That's what I was
going to
say. They're just going to buy.
Take out the middle, man, and get the candy.
And I don't know if your guys' youth group is this way too, but every year my leaders are like, let's do shirts. We need new shirts. I'm like, you want to know how much money?
They sound so whiny when
they are whiny when they say it. Because I have lost so much money on shirts. Because here's what happens. I make a beautiful shirt. I order it from a beautiful man named Jeff.
Hello.
He makes the shirts. Here, guys, they're only $10. They show up at youth group and they cannot physically force themselves to spend $10 on a shirt when they can buy pizza, ice cream, soda, candy.
Here's what you need to do.
Blow it all on snacks.
You need to do a combo meal of snacks with a shirt.
For $15.99, you get a shirt
and
the Gatorade
option.
And the ice cream. Yeah.
I think I just solved your problem.
They can't, or when our coffee shop is open, they have to have a Frappuccino. Yeah. They can't buy clothes at church. They want to buy food. Anyways, just a little sidebar. My problem, not yours. All right. So that's muscles, guts, brains. It is a popular one. I guarantee your students will continue to request it. And I'm sure you guys can come up with some great challenges for that. All right. Then another one, I think we've mentioned this before. We call it trivia crack. In the past, we've called it brain busting balloon bonanza. Hmm. Too many words. So basically, we bring some kids up on stage and you're going to need like a tarp for this. So you want to lay a tarp down on the stage and
then, do it outside.
Like 6 chairs up on the stage and alternate boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. And then you have balloons that you've pre-prepared. You don't need water balloons. I do regular balloons. They work actually way better than water balloons for this game because they blow up bigger. So I just put a little bit of water in there. Like honestly, like a fourth of a cup of water.
Okay. Wow.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot.
No. Because
maybe
I'm inside.
Maybe a cup of water.
No.
Really?
A cup? No. No. Don't listen to Jeff. A fourth a cup of water. Unless you're outside and it's hot, go nuts. But I'm talking about we're playing this on stage with our music equipment there on a tarp. Okay. So we have a bunch of those prepared. You blow up the balloon with some water in it. So it's nice and taut with the water sloshing at the bottom.
So it's like a big balloon with a tiny bit of water in the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tied at the top and then some sharp object to pop it with when you're ready. So then you give your contestants a category. So examples of that would be Disney movies, ice cream flavors, rides at Disneyland.
Cereal. We did cereal and I couldn't think of one.
Animals, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then you have a leader with a handheld mic holding it in front of the students so that everyone can hear their answers. And then you have another leader with the balloon and they put it above their head and you have to say like Rocky Road.
Vanilla.
Mint chip.
Chocolate. Yes, I beat you.
I stutter.
How did I get vanilla and chocolate and you totally passed over?
I wanted to say mocha almond fudge. I was trying to get fancy and I froze. No pun intended.
You blew it.
So then I was going to say jamocha almond fudge, but that didn't sound right. Is it jamocha?
I don't know. Jicama.
Sounds delicious. And then they pop it over the head of the person who stuttered. So not only stuttering, but also repeating. So if I had said, you know, vanilla, Jeff already said that, I'd get popped.
Pause or anything. You have to just say it immediately.
Not only do I get my hair wet, but I also am out. And so then the amount of people gets lower and lower until eventually if you just have all girls on the stage, the girls won. If you have all boys on stage, the boys won. If you have one of each left, it's a duel to the finish. Mm-hmm. That one is super fun and you can usually fit a bunch of rounds in it and kids love to play it, especially once they've seen it played once.
Yeah.
They're dying to volunteer for it. So that's really, really fun. Number three, I love this one. We do like a big giant version of catchphrase. So catchphrase, you guys all know how to play it. this is how I adapt it for a larger group. So basically, again, two teams, and you have them line up single file facing the stage, okay? Then you have the first person in each one of those lines get on the stage and face the team, face the line. So their back is to the screen. So then you have clues start to come up on the screen. So you do the clues prior. I just make a big, long PowerPoint presentation of all kinds of things. Kermit the Frog. Well, where we are, we have In-N-Out. So I do always something like animal fries or something like that. Just popular pop culture kind of fun stuff that your kids would know. Eiffel Tower, whatever. So then you have your tech booth or whoever is running sound for you. Start a catchphrase timer sound. You can find them on YouTube very easily. So you start with, let's say we start with the boys. All of a sudden the timer goes, the first clue comes up, and only one team can guess at a time. So the first person in line for the boys is going to be talking to the person on stage, and they're going to say, he's green, he's a Muppet, he loves Miss Piggy, Kermit, yes! And so then what happens is the person on stage now goes to the end of the line, and the first person in line that was giving the clues goes up on the stage, and now it switches to the girls. So it goes really quick back and forth because the timer is going. So as soon as the boys get Kermit the Frog, now we're over to the girls. It's in Paris. It's a giant, blah, blah, Eiffel Tower. Yes. And then it goes back to the boys. And so your tech booth needs to be paying attention because as soon as the clue is gotten, a new clue needs to come up for the other team. It's going to bounce back and forth until the timer goes out, and whichever team it's on, when the timer ends, that's the loser and the other team gets a point. So it works just like regular catchphrase, except you're not passing someone around. The line really helps to, you know, keep the sequence going. So I hope you can visualize it. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm trying to think for those that maybe don't have the tech capabilities to do that. Could you also do maybe just index cards and have a leader at the front of each group? Each line, and then they would show them an index card of the clue, and then that person would be giving it that way.
Yeah, I think you could. It's more, I mean, obviously it's more fun with it on the screen because then it's everyone can see it and they're like, ah, and they build the anticipation, because if you just see it on card, everyone else is just standing there.
Or what
like,
if you did
I'm
it,
not involved.
What if you did it then on a piece of paper and you could hold it
up?
Yeah,
that would be better.
I'm just looking for the people that maybe don't have those capabilities.
Yeah, like if you don't have a projector and a screen, yeah, you could definitely hold, it would just take more work for you to create those, but you could just hold up pieces of paper behind them and yeah, that would totally work. Or if you played this game like somewhere where your tech wasn't available, if you wanted to, if you wanted to take it on the road, you could do it that way. Good idea. And then another one we absolutely love. This one you will love too, Youth Pastor. Are you tired of students leaving jackets and hats and hydro flasks in your room, and all of a sudden you have this pile up of all these things? Well, then this game is for you. It's called Garage Sale Bingo. Okay, so it's like a regular game of bingo. So you do need the game of bingo. But when a student gets bingo, you like turn it into a game show. All of a sudden, the lights go down and it's like, come on up, Jeffrey Lascola, you are a big winner. So for row D, come on down. So what Jeff would then get to do is come up on stage and he would get to choose as his prize one of our items from our garage sale. So you're getting rid of the stuff that's been left in your room.
A used hydro flask.
Or maybe you just have a ton of weird crap in your like game closet or in your rooms. Just weird stuff piles up in youth pastors' drawers and bins and stuff. And so our students get so excited like for the most obnoxious things. And so what it does is it turns a game of bingo into like this really fun competitive, like, what are you going to leave with? A pair of snow pants? Okay, that's so awesome. And
here is a bag of camp socks that are abandoned.
Why? Socks
not
and pillows.
Not washed.
I have so many pillows.
Towels.
So many towels. So many socks.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't hold this stuff up. This is someone's. You like this.
There's only four people in this cabin. It's one of yours.
They won't claim it.
They won't fess up.
So yeah. And if you want to add some like other fun stuff, like sometimes I just go up to the snack shack and grab a bunch of sodas and candy and stuff like
that.
Make
a Dollar Tree run or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. And then pick out prizes that way. But there's something so exciting for junior hires getting to pick their own prize. And so what we do is we put it in a big like 6-foot table and we put it all out like a prize table. It's right. All displayed with a tablecloth. Like we like display it well to make it look more exciting. And again, like we talked about how to add energy to your games yeah. in a previous episode, make it lights. And I think it'd be so fun if you wore a suit or a gown or like something, like make it like a thing.
Game show music to go over it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just hype it up.
Hype it up. All right. And then this one, oh my gosh, I did not see coming how freaking fun this was. We played this maybe a month ago. So I got a DM from one of my students, hey, Lily. And she said, can we do karaoke at Chaos, the name of our youth group? And I was like, okay. I'm like, but how would that work? She's like, I don't know, but it like sounds fun. I'll think about it. And so I'm like, all right. Well, I try to be very like, if kids ask for stuff, I try to like, I hear you and I will act upon it, you know? And so what we did is we divided up our youth group by 8th grade girls, 8th grade boys, 7th grade girls, 7th grade boys, 6th grade girls, 6th grade boys. So we had leaders, then like those small group leaders of those age and gender groups go with those groups, and everyone had like 5 minutes to choose a song pre-selected. I pre-selected about 15, 20 songs, and they got to come up to me, sign up for a song, and then go back to their group and choreograph something super duper quick. So we have this giant costume bin of just weird stuff I've collected over the years.
Also part of bingo.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we got to get rid of some stuff. But like I put the costumes out so they could choose costumes. They had their song and then they had 5 minutes to come up with their karaoke choreography. And then we called them up one by one. And I thought like, this will be like kind of fun, like a different thing. Oh my gosh. I'm not kidding you. It was, and the leaders and students agree, it was the most fun youth group we've had all year.
Wow.
It was so fun. And they nailed it and they went all out. And there were some kids that are like, I'm not getting on stage. And they didn't have to. Like, they still got to be a part of like cheering for their group or whatever. So we would call them up like, all right, get ready for the 8th grade girls performing. It was a song from Grease, whatever. You're the one that I want from Greece, you know?
You're the one that I want.
And they like had this whole dance and everything. It was so cool. So yeah, anyways, karaoke. And so then you have you can YouTube karaoke lyrics and backgrounds, you know, whatever for the song you want. I would always just go through it. I would only let them do the first like 60 seconds because it would just get too long. And I just made sure it was all clean for the first 60 seconds. No, in general. And so we would give them a mic and they really got to hold it and sing into the mic and whatever. I mean, what junior hire does not love to just get the handheld mic and just sing, you know, and like,
hello,
can you hear me? Hi, is this thing on?
Whoa, it's like loud.
Yeah, so every time. So fun. Make sure you film it to post little stories on your Instagram. And if you can, like, if you don't have a costume bin, that would be one recommendation I would have is to just get a big giant bin and start collecting weird stuff.
It accumulates over time.
It does, because you never know when you're going to need it for a video or a weird game you're playing. I mean, we visit that thing a lot. And over the years, it's just, I don't know where certain things have come from. But if you're like, well, I don't have anything, where do I start? Seriously, if you take $20 to a thrift store, you'll come out with at least 6 or 7 cool things. So that'll be a good start. Or you can let students go shopping for it. Say, hey, contribute to our weird costume bin. So anyways, that's 5.
Yeah, that's 5. And if you guys need the instructions for any of those, obviously you can email us at ministrycoachpodcast@gmail.com. And we can send those over to you as well. And also remember, make sure you sign up for the free 50 giveaway, whatever, extravaganza. So you guys can win the shirt.
I was hoping you'd say extravagant.
That's like one of my favorite words.
You know what one of my favorite words is?
Bonanza.
Salad.
Weird.
I know.
All right. Well, it's time for question of the day, which is, what is something that you believed as a child and later on in life realized was not true? I'm not talking about
dreams come true.
Yeah. I'm not talking about like Santa Claus, stuff like that. I'm talking about like just everyday kind of things.
This one was hard for me to answer because it's like one of those questions. You're like, I know I have a really good answer. I just can't think of it. But for the longest time when I was little, I did not realize that Madonna and Marilyn Monroe were two separate people. And I thought it was all Madonna. So
she's just timeless.
She's timeless. And I think she had her hair kind of short.
They kind of looked alike.
She did the little beauty mark, right, you know, for a while. So I
thought that was real. Is that not real?
You're so naive. So yeah. So I thought that they were the same person. I mean, that's not that exciting, but I remember finding out that there was two separate people and one of them was dead. And right. I was like, oh, weird. Okay.
For me, one time, my father used to always, when there was like a light drizzle or something, would use the windshield wiper like once and then would let like a ton of water accumulate. And then he'd do like once again. And I was like, why don't you just put the windshield wipers on? And he told me, and I believe this for many a years, that it saved gas. And that by only doing it once, it only used one drop of gas.
Wow.
And I probably went at least 10 years of my life thinking that was true. Turns out my dad just a weirdo when it comes to the windshield wipers.
I think a lot of people do that. Because I'll have my windshield wipers going.
It's a battle.
And then I see other people. I'm like,
you're trying to time it.
Like, there they go. And I'm like, whoa, they're on a way slower setting than me. Am I like super high maintenance? I
found that the adjustments, how you can like do it a little bit faster, a little bit slower, mess with my brain because I waste too much time trying to make
analyze
the perfect time.
What do I need?
And it's constantly either going too slow or too fast, and it makes that when there's like nothing on the windshield.
Impression.
Thank you. That could also be used for any farm animal of your choice.
Going into labor. Or
and
mating.
On that note, thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will see you next time.